This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Midas. Hey Gimel. Today we'll do Hey Gimel and Hey Dalet Hag through Had, and that will be a Siyum of the Masechta. Yes. We are making a Siyum today. And that means Kinim is around the corner. And you're not going to be laughing soon. No, it's some of it. I haven't done it in a long time. I don't remember. But I do remember. It has a reputation of being a difficult mezahta. Very short, but very difficult. It's very short, but it's very difficult. So at least, you know, you have that comfort that you know you won't be there too long. Probably not all the mishnayos are. Probably just a few. I think just a few. Like a few days.
1 week for the bird.
All right, but let's get going. Midas. Hey, Aleph. Let's chazer. The Azara was 187 by 135. Okay. From east to west was 187. Let's make the calculations. The Reis Yisrael was 11. Ezra's Kohanim was 11. Mizbeach, 32. Ulam Mizbeach, 22. Heichel, 100. Behind Heichel was 11. That was easy enough. Beis, from the Tzafon, from north to south, was 135. From the Kevesh and Mizbeach together was 62. From the Mizbeach until the Tabos was 8. That's 70. The place of the Tabos was 24. That's 94. From the Tabos till the Shulchanos was 4. That's 98. Now, you just skip the Shulchanos. We'll come back to them. We have to come back to them. Shulchanos to Nanosin is 4. What am I up to? 102, I think. Nanosin to the Kaisel. We skipped the Nanosin. 8. Am I at 110? I think I lost track where I was. 110? And then the extra between the Kevesh and the Kaisel on the south side. And the Mokam HaNanosin. Each 10.5, 10.5. For a total of 21. Chajim, I think, comes out to 131. We're missing 4. That's the Mokam HaShulchanos. Did I make a Chajim correct? I don't know. I lost my math there for a second. One more time. Kevesh Mizbeach, 62. Mizbeach to Tabos, that's 8, that's 70. The Tabos is 24, that's 94. Tabos, the Shulchanos, is 98. Shulchanos to the Nanosin, 102, 4. Nanosin, the Kaisel, 110. So we need 25 more. How do we get 25 more? So we say 10 and a half and 10 and a half. Then we have 4 for the Shulchanos. Yeah, for the reason. Okay, good. Why did I mention this? Because it's a pasuk in the Navi. Okay. Gimel. Sheish lishachos ayu bazar. There are 6 lishachos. We say lishkas, but it's probably not grammatically correct. In the Azara. Okay, exactly where they were is a bit of a debate. Some say they were all in the Ezra Sol, those 11 amos. Some say it's impossible. How could they all fit in those 11 amos? 11 is not that big. Some say it started there. But they also extended into the Ezra's Kehanim. There were others that are not mentioned in this Mishnah. For example, there were 2 south of the Beis HaMoked. We talked about those. The 2 southern ones are Lishkas, Lechem HaPonim, Lishkas HaToloyim, I think they were. I think I got that, hopefully. Lishkas Lechem HaPonim and Lishkas Toloyim, 38 and 39. Did I get that? I hope so. Yes. Okay. There was also Pinchas HaMalbish and Osech Havitin in the east side by Shar Nikanor. Those are not mentioned here. They want to say maybe those are not mentioned. The ones because they didn't open up into the Azara. Beis Aftinas on the south side is not mentioned. Maybe it was built in the wall on top of one of the gates. Okay, they're from Shatim. Why they were not mentioned. They're not in the Azara itself, them. Off the Azara. Okay. So what are the 6 that we're going to mention? Shebadarim, so there's a bit of a Girsa issue over here. They go with the Girsa of Badarim. I'll just go with them. Which one do they go with? They go with Durham. Yeah. Yeah. Lishkas HaMehelach, Lishkas HaParvo, Lishkas HaMadichim. Three. Where were they? They're all on the southeast side. They have to be on the east because that's where Ezer Yisrael is. So three of them, they show in the picture, three on the southeast side. We have Melach, Parva, and Madichim. What order were they? Melach, Parva, Madichim. Yeah, sorry, that's going from east to west. Melach, Parva, Madichim. Okay. What were they? Let's talk about them. Lishkas HaMelach, Shamanes HaMelach HaKarbon. That's where the Melach was. They would store the Melach there for salting hides, all other salting needs. They used to put salt on the Kevesh, so it shouldn't slip. Salt on the Karbonus. Spoke about that back in Talmud. Lishkas HaParva, Shamanes HaMelachin Oidres HaKodshim. They would salt the hides. It was a good convenient place because they're right next to the Lishka with all the salt is. Al Gag on top of its roof. How you base the village was a mikvah. The Koyen Gadol for the Koyen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. This week's parasha. That's where he did all his tefillahs in Yom Kippur. Now, there was three mikvahs that we learned about. There was that one. There was a mikvah by the Sharamayim. I'm not sure when did he use that one. I forgot who used it. And then there was the Lishka. There was a mikvah of Lishkas Mitzrayim off the Ezra's Nashim. The one, the Sharamayim, yeah, that one he used the first time in Yom Kippur, for the first tefillah. The subsequent tefillahs were done in on top of Beis HaParva, all within the south side. Fine. Weiter. Ready? Why was it called Beis HaParva? Oh, that's actually very interesting.
Very.
A guy who was a sorcerer by the name of Parva who built it?
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to do sorcery. You say, well, he was really Jewish, first of all. He did tshuva. Some say he put a tunnel underneath the Azara to observe the Kohen's Avodah on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol. But he did Keteris. They found him there and they killed him there. And they called it that, so everybody should be as firm as a warning to everybody. Yeah. Woo! So it's not always good to have things named after you, actually. An infamy. There you go. That's a good word. Infamy. Different from Shadim. Okay. Next. Lishkas HaMadichin, Shama Yudichin, Kirvei HaKadoshim. There we wash. The Kirvei HaKadoshim, the Keres of the Behemoth. But the stomach, they put on marble tables. The Nazara. This is just the Keres. Why the Keres? There's a lot of schmutz. So we have a special Lishka. Okay. Whole Lishka just for that. We saw Misiba. There was round stairs, a round staircase, Ola Gag Beis HaParva, to go up to the Gag Beis HaParva, where the Kohen Gadol would do his tefillahs in Yom Kippur. So he walked, his entry was through the Lishkas HaMadichin. Got that? Got that? He went through the Lishkas HaMadichin to the roof of the Beis HaParva, which was the adjacent one. They were next to it. There was a separate door, something like that. Yeah, they have some. It wasn't actually in the base of Madichin exactly. Yeah, Lishkas Madichin. All right. Last Mishnah in Midos. What a beautiful Masechta it was. Every Masechta is beautiful, but Midos makes us want yearn for the base of Mikdash. Yearn for the base of Mikdash. Shebadorim. In the south side, they changed the girsa. North side. Lishkas Oitz. Okay, so on the south, on the north side, you have Lishka of wood. didn't talk about that one already. Lishkasa Eitzim, Lishkasa Eitzim, Lishkasa. We had that. No, we didn't have Lishkasa Eitzim already. Okay. Well, I thought we had that one already. 36. Fine. Yeah. Lishkas HaGoyla, Lishkas of Exile, and Lishkas HaGozes, the famous, famous Lishkas HaGozes, where the Sanhedrin was. It's probably the most well-known one, Lishkas HaGozes. Lishkas HaGozes, the wooden one. Omer Abel Zemin Yaakov Shechati Ma'isim, which I forgot what it was for. It's not the first time we've had that in the Masechta. We had that by the Lishkas Shemanya, which is the south, west. And there's his nashim, Shemanya, kept the oils and the wines. Avashol Ahimer, Lishkas Koyhen Gadol. Lishkas 8 is the famous Lishkas Parhedrin, spoken about at the beginning of Masechta Yuma. The beginning of Yuma, the Koyhen Gadol would be there for 7 days before Yom Kippur. It had a mezuzah, a whole shulish sugya in Yuma about the mezuzah and the Lishkas Parhedrin. Fine. Why was Kolish Kasa Eitz then? Some say it had wooden walls. I know, I have wood in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, it doesn't have a din of a Beis HaMikdash for whatever reasons. Sukha was open to the chol. Some say there was still wood there. Okay, fine. Where are we? Yeah. He hoysa achoyreishtei and... It was behind the other two, the Goyla and the Gazis, the Gag Shlosh, and the roof of all three was Shava was level. One roof for all. They explain as follows. Lishkas HaGazis in the northeast corner of the Azara. Lishkas HaGoyla, Lishkas HaEitz were on the western side of it. Lishkas HaGoyla, though, was south. Lishkas HaEitz was north. So you were not able to see Lishkas HaEitz. Those were coming from the south side. They wouldn't be able to see it because Lishkas HaGoyla was blocking. Yeah, that's where they see it. Yeah, so the 20s, Lishkas Parhedrin, you wouldn't be able to see it. Okay. Lishkas Parhedrin, Lishkas HaEitz. All right, what's going on? What's the next one? Lishkas HaGoyla. Hi, Shamaya Bar Kavua. There was a pit of water that was dug by the people that came from by Sheini. The Hagalgal Nasana Love, and there was a pulley on it. This bar is referred to as Bar HaGoyla. Okay, this bar is Bar HaGoyla. That's why the Lishka is called Lishkas HaGoyla. This was not in the Bayis Rishon. The other Gola dug it in Bayis Sheni, therefore it gets attributed to them. What was the purpose of this bar? Mishama speaking Mayim L'Chazor, they provided water for everybody in the Zohar of drinking water. So what happened in Bayis Rishon? I don't know. The Amasmaim, a stream of water in the Azara, was not right for drinking. This is where they got drinking water. Lishkas HaGoyla. Lishkas HaGoyla. Lishkas HaGozis. Shamay Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Shay Soli Shavas Adonis HaKuna. Lishkas HaGozis. The Sanhedrin sat there and they done the Kuna. This is called Lishkas HaGozis. Some say because HaGozis means like hewn. Hewn? That's the word? Hewn? Cut? Cut. We'll just use a cut. Some say it's cut stones that was made out of. Some say because they cut the din, get chlor. Psak. It was half Kodesh, the southern half. The northern half was Chol. Had two doors, one to the Azara, one to the Harabais. Sanhedrin was in the Chol part, in the north part, because not allowed to sit. And they had to sit. In the southern part, which is holy, they used to have the Pais. I spoke about that way back in Tamid. They had Rosh Hepispas in there to divide it, show them, make it Heker. The Madragas. They would learn Shema there every day. We learned about that. They would sit there. They talk about how they're able to have room for everybody there, because there's a lot of people there in Sanhedrin 71, etc., etc. And there's Talmidim there, etc. So it's not so clear how everybody fit. Okay. What were they doing there? They dan kahuna. Sounds like that was their main thing they did, was judging kohanim that would come on enter to the service to see if they're good. Check out their yichus. What's their lineage? Of the other things as well. Egla Rufa, Navi Sheker, Zaken Mamre. Okay. Learned about that in Sanhedrin, etc. Fine. Also, they would check out Leviim. But then we don't, for whatever reason, we don't make a big deal about that. Okay. Kain Shimsa Apostle. Psul. It was found up Psul. You're a mamzer. Uive. Loive Shkarm wear black. Masad Shkarm wrap with black. It's all the clan and go home. That was a dark day. Dark day. It could be none of his fault. See, if he has a mum, Nikafelach, there's other things you could do. You could check out the wormy wood. It's not good. You could eat kachim. But if you're a psul, you're a halal. Your mother was a divorcee. Ooh, throw him out. That's very, very shameful. Shalanim sabapsul, but if he's found kosher, loivish lavanim, he puts on the white begudim. Sa'at vilvunim, puts on wrapped with white, like a kud kayin. Nechaz mishabish v'chavim, he starts doing shimush. He has to bring the minchas chinuch. The mincha he brings on his first day. I don't think that appears in Mishnayos for some reason. V'yomtiv ha'yu ha'aysin, and the macha greisi yomtiv. That a psul was not found in the seat of Aaron the Kohen. There was not found psul in the zar of Aaron Kohen. Baruch hamakom u baruch hu, and then u baruch hu. Sounds like it. U baruch hu shabachar ba'aron uvavanov. He chose Aaron and his sons, Lama, the Sharis, to stand and to serve. Beveis Hashem, Beveis Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the holiest of holies. Well, I mean, only the holy holies is only the Kohen Gadol. The vast majority of Kohanim are not going to be Kohanim Gadolim, but okay. They used to make a party. The day they were found kosher. You hear that? I'm going to a party. What type of party are you going for? My neighbor, the Kohen. He was found to be kosher. He's entering into the service. We're making a party. What do you think they're going to serve? Lots of kohen food. Kachim, truma, all my sisters. Okay, everybody, that's all. Baruch Hashem. Kasher zachinu. Sai ma'isei, kain zachinu. Tomorrow, get ready for the birds, everybody say. Get ready for the birds.
Just recently, in the last 50 years, they did.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.